I went through, you know, got to go try to beat somebody down. And I went through all that stuff. Okay. Even though we've been together since I was 15, but I still experienced that whole little year where I think he missed something. I didn't miss anything, but I was a homebody. So, you know, me, I was easy. I mean, not easy like that. You know, I wasn't a party girl.
Okay.
So going out to the club wasn't my thing.
So
you know,
missed out on that part.
No, not really. I go to work, come home, watch TV. That was it. I didn't have to, like, I didn't never have the desire to go to party. I went to a Jamaican club one time. Told my brother, get me out of here. What in the world? It just wasn't my scene.
Right. I used to go to the reggae club.
You know, he didn't have to worry about, like, who you going out with and who you with. You know, I just wasn't that type of girl.
You just got to know how. Because I used to go out all the time. Even when we got to college and we were together. Now, I live in him because he was in the fraternity, okay? And there was some things I had. We're going to cut that off. No, you're not going to that party.
Yeah.
You're not hanging with your frat boys because they single. And that, yeah. You're not about to do that. So I don't know how I pulled it off, and I still don't know how. But I found out later he didn't know that I was going to, you know, me and my friends go to this reggae club all the time. And he was like, he didn't know. And I'm like, how you not know?
When you high all the time?
At the
Jamaican club,
right? It's
so thick in there, you can't even see your hand or your face. Oh,
man.
You know what?
But see, that was back. But that was back in the time where I wasn't saved. So I was enjoying. I was participating.
Right.
You know, I was getting high too, and I was just reggae club was
wilding all the way out. Huh?
Wilding out.
Did
That's
you
why
kick
I say.
It so hard that you fell asleep in the club? Because I have plenty. At the Mirage, I was not. I used to go out to the club Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I probably found something to do on Sunday.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I did it too much. I was on flyers. I said, this is enough. People knew me by name. I was done. I was party hard.
I was
party
the house
hard.
Chilling.
So I got it all out of my system. So now I'm good.
But no, I don't feel like I missed out on anything. I really don't. Because I think, like, watching life through my brother.
Oh, you saw it all firsthand.
Yeah. That's good that you learned through someone else. Some people are hard-headed. They have to actually experience.
See, I didn't have nobody to look to learn from. I mean, I don't have no brothers and sisters. I'm the oldest out of my cousins. So it was like I had nobody to look to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. It was just like, shh.
But then on the flip side, like I said, Remy on the flip side, he went through a period where I think he felt like he must have missed out. I mean, because we went, I had a rule. 2 o'clock, you ain't in the house, go to your mama's house. But you ain't coming up in here. And I mean, it was to the point where, I mean, it was, and he'll tell you, he was at the strip club, he was at this party, he was at that party. And I know he went out, but I never, just wasn't never me. I never was that person that had to go kick it.
Right.
So, but he did. So I went. I still experienced the whole. I need to go get that girl. You know. Mm-hmm. I still experienced all of that. I experienced. You know. I may be pregnant. No, I experienced everything. So people are like, well, you've been together all these years. You only.
Yeah.
I have. Because it was that period. But that was all before we got married. But then once we got married, all of that was out of his system already. So as I said, we was engaged 4 times before we actually said I do.
Like, you so, for real now? Nah,
you ready? Know, and every time I need a new ring.
Oh, man. So what you do with the old ring?
Dude, I don't care what you do with it. My thing was, they had all your trouble around that ring, so therefore it cannot go back on my finger.
That's good.
So I guess either get new rings or something. I better get right this time.
You tired of spending that money.
So, you know, gold digging.
I understand that with the little girlfriend on the side thing, because even when he got my number, whatever, he was talking to me. Josh was sitting there talking to me and some other girl. So I said, okay, I'm gonna play this game too now. Okay, so he was like, well, I just gotta tell you something. I'm like, what? He was like, well, I just want you to know I'm trying to debate who I really want to be with. I said, debate? Who? Debate what? Like, well, you know, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to this other girl, too. I said, well, be, since we coming out clean, be honest, I'm talking to somebody else and I'm talking to you too. You are? You talking to somebody else too? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you weren't the only one. What you think? Oh, well, I just want to let you know I pick you. I said, well, I'm still trying to debate. Well, you know, maybe we can go out. Maybe we can go, you know, find something to do, and I can make you pick me. I said, I'll wait. But really, I ain't have nobody.
That's right.
But I had to make him feel like,
that's right. Don't get him the upper hand.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So That was good.
Well, I never visited the D word, but I just think, like, at the beginning, like Tia was saying, like, what did I get myself into? Ain't nobody telling me the rules of this.
It ain't coming no manual with a handbook.
Right. Like, what am I doing? But other than that, no, I might have told him, like, get out a couple of times. But
did he actually leave?
No.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going?
So I tried to see, did it work for y'all?
No, it ain't work.
No. But when I said it, like, whatever. Please, I pay mortgage.
I pay rent.
I go in the basement. Yeah, but come on out.
Like, I mean, okay, so you gonna pay the whole rent? I'm like, no, I'm not paying the whole rent. You still gotta pay your half.
Like, no, you thought
you're gonna put me out and I still
gotta
pay the whole rent.
I'm like, that's I'm good. Like, you still gonna buy them diapers?
You just told me, get on now. How I know if you gonna need it? I said, like, just come on back. Come right. on, just come on.
I asked him later, I'm like, are you really gonna go? He was like, no, I'm gonna go outside of my car, chill for a while, but I was coming back. This is my house too. I'm coming back. I'm
like, okay. Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever visited the D where, like, you know, I actually researched it and all of that, and I guess because I grew up, you know, like on my dad's side, I saw my grandparents married, so it was like I saw being married for years, and like that's how it's supposed to be. And on my mother's side, it was like they're, you know, they just looked at marriage like, oh, married, oh, I'm tired of it, get a divorce. And it was just like, huh, that ain't how that's supposed to go,
right?
So for me, it was like, well, I guess we just gonna have to make it. And I feel like even in the times where I feel like it's just like it's overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, like that, like, what did I, is this right? You know, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, so it's like, okay, I have to take a chance. And I look back and I'll be like, okay, I got to show my kids what marriage, because I want my kids to look at me and my husband, you know, or their parents, like I looked at my grandparents. Like, I want to be like, you know, this is what marriage is supposed to be like. So I don't think I ever visited the D, but there's been time I'd be like, get out, or you can't sleep in the bed, or, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Do that work?
Not all the time. I mean, it's okay. He might get out the bed or whatever because he's so angry, or right. He's so mad about, you know, because I will push it to, you know, I'm trying to push you out the bed, and, you know, he'd be sitting there like, girl, you cannot manhandle me. And it's like, get out. Then he might get up, he'll walk away. Y'all know my husband, put the headphones on, and he'll walk away.
Get out the bed.
He may get out the bed. Oh, he'll get out the bed sometime.
Teach me that.
Right. He'll get out the bed sometime.
Oh, no.
You gotta know. I always end up.
Y'all gotta get that elbow. Y'all gotta get that elbow. You got that elbow. They'll move.
Ow.
He will, but he won't leave the house. You know, he won't actually leave. And then it was one time, and I don't know if we was married. We might have been. This might have been back when we was in, you know, shacking. we wasn't saved. We wasn't saved, and we was, you know, shacking, and he was gonna leave. You know, it was like, where you going? So then it was literally like, I was like, you ain't going nowhere. Like, you know, I stood in front of the door, and he was trying to push me. I'm like, you ain't going nowhere. And it's like, I just told this man to leave, but now I'm gonna tell him he can't leave. It's like, yeah, no, you're not going nowhere, dude. We got rent to pay.
Right, right.
I'm about to do that. Not about to happen. So, I don't know, but you know, y'all ladies actually was you was researching.
Tammy, hey, no.
I actually called.
And you got dogged on the phone.
I did. I got lectured.
Oh, but that's good though. But it's amazing to see how, you know, I mean, with all walks of life, we all been through a lot of stuff. Being married, and even with, you know, now with the first show, I think everybody's learned a little bit. I can say I have.
Yeah, me too.
There's some things I need to change. I'll work on it. But you see how God works you know, things out or whatever from Tony with you calling, you know, takes a random person until you know, go work it out. But it's important. And I mean, marriage is, it's a job. It's like work. April said, second job. And I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it might be a first job.
I'm about to say, let me rephrase.
Right. Yeah. I'm about to say, that's the first
that's
job.
That's the first man. Job. Yes. You know, it's the marriage. That's the first job. Then your jobs. I don't know. Your job, maybe.
What about motherhood?
I'm going to say, because marriage and motherhood probably running next.
And I was going to say, and that's actually one of the questions that I put about prioritizing. How do you do that? I mean, we're all married women. We all have kids.